Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to the seventh programme of this, my new 10-part music series, The Golden Years. The golden years of the great popular music composers, lyricists, arrangers and artists, all of whom either created or contributed to a wonderful and ever-enduring musical genre, loosely referred to as the Great American Songbook. The golden years of which spanned more than three decades, from the 1930s through to the 1960s. And those of you listening to my last program will recall that I covered just a few of those legendary song stylists of the time. Well, this week it's the turn of some of the great duettists who emerged during those golden years, like Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan, who brought us the classic Passing Strangers.
We seem like passing strangers now. How can you hurry by?
There were never two who loved half as much as you and I. We seem like passing strangers now. Funny how things can change.
We were so inseparable. Now you're acting very strange. The hands I used to touch don't even wave hello. How I miss your lips, you'll never know.
If you would only turn to me, speak my name just once more, you might find right there and then.
Strangers can be lovers again. Your lips, you'll never know. If you would only turn to me, speak my name just once more,
you might find right there and then.
Strangers can be
Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan with Passing Strangers, a song written by Mel Mitchell and Stanley Applebaum in the mid-1950s. It enjoyed even greater success in the UK than it did in the US, when it spent a credible 15 weeks in the UK charts. Regular listeners will recall that I profiled Sarah Vaughan in my last programme. However, this is my first mention of a regular singing partnership she enjoyed with Billy Eckstein. He's described as a jazz and pop singer and bandleader of the swing era. His rich bass baritone voice and song interpretations are said to have inspired such greats as Joe Williams and Lou Rawls. He died on March 8, 1993, at the age of 78. And just 6 years later, in 1999, his 1948 recording of I Apologize was awarded the Grammy Hall of Fame Award. Now, a name that no one would fail to recognise is surely that of Bing Crosby. And of course, he is one singer who represents the golden years more than virtually any other. His career spanned some 45 years, and during his peak years, polls in his native US described him as the most admired man alive. He was singer, actor, and recording star, and headed the records in all three categories. And his easy, intimate style of singing, crooning, was the style that influenced others who came later, like Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, Dean Martin, and Dick Haymes. He duetted with many male and female artists of his day, so let's listen to the one that I have selected for this edition of The Golden Years. Bing Crosby and Peggy Lee, The Moon Came Up with a Great Idea.
The moon came up with a great idea last night.
One of those things that rings a bell.
So I kind of looked at baby, and baby said maybe.
There wasn't any maybe till the moon came up with a great idea last night.
Suddenly everything was swell.
And before I knew it, baby was holding me tight.
The stars winked overhead like they knew she was due to confess. Not a word was said. What a wonderful way to say yes.
Yes, the moon came up with a great idea, all right.
She saw the light.
And there won't be any maybe with baby tonight.
Oh, it was a great idea.
Just great.
The moon came up with a great idea last night. Yes, it took the moon to do it, 'cause before I knew it, baby was holding me tight, tender but tight.
The stars winked overhead
like they knew she was due to confess. Not a word was said.
It's a wonderful way to say yes.
The moon came up with a great idea, all right. Too big to fight, and there won't be any maybe with baby tonight. And there won't be any maybe.
A great duet from Bing Crosby and Peggy Lee there, who I briefly profiled in my last program on the legendary song stylists. Bing Crosby, however, was born on May 3, 1903, and died on October 14, 1977, aged 74. Now, two singers that I can clearly recall featuring in my early record shows with FBS Malta in the early 1960s were native New Yorkers, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. And as I recall my regular library browsing at the Floriana Studios, it was always Steve and Edie duetting. Not surprising when I discovered, of course, that they were husband and wife. They began in solo singing roles, Edie Gourmet with the big bands, notably Tex Beneke, while Steve Lawrence began with a recording contract, having successfully competed on a radio and TV talent show. Soon after came his engagement on the Steve Allen Show. Edie, too, later joined the show, and fame for both followed, and so did romance. Their first vinyl LP together was appropriately entitled We Got Us. And from that album I've selected a number written by Steve Allen, whose show brought them together. This could be the start of something big.
You're walking along the the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet, declining a Charlotte ruse, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gallon guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see. This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try a romance with me and see.
Watching the sun come up and counting your
money,
or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, and you want to be where he is.
And this must be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something.
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, a duetting couple who married in 1957 and recorded that song arranged by Don Costa in 1960. As well as working together often, they also pursued solo careers from time to time. Edie died on August 10th, 2013. And so to another duet, and it is a duet where one of the two singers is a lady I featured in her own right in the third programme of this series, Jo Stafford. Those of you who heard me cover her brief profile will recall that she loved to be referred to as G.I. Joe because of her love of performing for U.S. servicemen, and that between 1940 and 1955 she was hailed as one of America's top five artists. On this occasion, her singing partner is Gordon McRae, another top artist of the period, one who was both actor and singer and notable for his screen roles in the film versions of the Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein musicals Oklahoma and Carousel. I've chosen a song published and recorded in 1950 for their contribution to this duets edition, written by David Mann with lyrics by Bob Hilliard. It's called Dearie.
Dearie, do you remember when we waltzed to the Sousa band? My, wasn't the music grand? Chowder parties down by the seashore every 4th of July. Test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Henry Ford couldn't even fix a running board under a Chandler 6?
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by.
Do you remember?
Uh-huh.
If you remember.
Wonderful.
Well, dearie, you're much older than I.
What? Hey, wait a minute, honey. I just got a long memory, that's all.
Dearie, do you remember when we
stayed up all night to get Pittsburgh on a crystal set?
Keystone movies, Coogan and Chaplin, made you laugh and then cry.
Test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Orville Wright flew at Kitty Hawk? But take it from me, I would rather walk.
Dearie, life was cheery
in the good old days gone by.
Do you remember?
Uh-huh.
If you remember.
Well?
Well, dearie, you're much older than I.
I'll kill you.
Dearie, do you remember how they
loved Harry Lauder's act?
My wasn't the palace fact.
Jenny Lind, presented by Barnum, sang her sweet lullaby. Test your memory, my dearie.
Chicago all in flames sure caused a terrific row.
They blamed it on Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Do you remember? Well, if you remember, then you're a whole lot older than, quite a bit older than, you're older than I.
Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae from 1950, Dearie. Now for my penultimate duet inclusion in the programme. I selected a singing partnership that is purely British, though the song is 100% American, George and Ira Gershwin. The duet is Sir Edna Savage and Michael Holliday. Edna Savage was a popular English singer both on radio and records, notably in the 1950s. During the decade, she is credited with over 30 recordings, with her version of Arrivederci, Darling, appearing in the UK singles charts in 1956. Born in 1936, she died at 64 on December 31st, 2000. Michael Holliday was born in Liverpool in 1924, so his singing career was well established by the start of the 1950s. Earlier, therefore, than the birth of the Mersey sound in the early years of the 60s and so-called Beatlemania. He clearly modelled his singing technique on Bing Crosby. And in the duet with Edna Savage I've chosen, he sounds more like Crosby than Bing himself. He enjoyed a number of chart hits during a short career, including two number one singles, The Story of My Life and Starry-Eyed. He died young, at just 38, in 1963. Here's that duet I promised. It's wonderful.
On a musical trail,
we're seeing the world on a fabulous scale.
But we've got more than this to share. We might as well throw guidebooks up in the air
and be alone in the dungeon
or up in the moon.
If we're still together, it can't be too soon, for we'll only see each other everywhere. It's wonderful.
Life has just begun.
It's marvelous.
Jack has found his Jill.
You should care.
I don't know what you've done
for me,
but I'm all a thrill. It's awful nice.
How could words express?
It's paradise.
Your divine appeal.
It's what I love.
You could never guess.
To see.
For the love I feel, you may.
Hey, you know something?
My life's so glamorous.
Now on, lady, I insist.
You can't blame me for feeling amorous.
For me, no other girls exist.
Oh, it's wonderful.
No, it's more than that. It's marvelous. That you should care for me. And I'm telling you something more. My dear.
Yes.
It's four-leaf clover time. From now on, my heart's working overtime.
No union rules. It's wonderful.
You can say that again.
It's marvelous.
Yes, it's marvelous.
That you should care for me.
Edna Savage and Michael Holliday with George and Ira Gershwin's Swonderful. And so I come to my final duet. And who better could I choose than Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong? Ella, the First Lady of Song, as she is so often described, was born April 25, 1917. While she was both actor and singer, it is as a singer that she reigned supreme in the musical genres of jazz and swing, with a style that demonstrated purity of tone, impeccable diction and phrasing. Her reign lasted some 60 years, with her final performance in 1993. Her teenage years were unsettled, but as maturity slowly emerged, she found success as a singer with the Chick Webb Orchestra at the famous Savoy Ballroom in New York's Harlem. While she appeared in films and on television, her collaborations with Duke Ellington, the Ink Spots and Louis Armstrong on countless duets are memorable. And one of the most notable works of her career as a soloist must be her interpretation of the Great American Songbook, as I think has already been demonstrated in her contribution so far to this series of the Golden Years. She died on June 15, 1996, aged 79. Louis Armstrong was born August 4, 1901. He was trumpeter, composer, and singer, and in a career spanning some 50 years from the 1920s to the 1960s, he was without doubt regarded by all as the most influential figure in the jazz world. Renowned for his charismatic stage presence, his voice and his trumpet playing, his influence went much further than his jazz reputation, embracing popular music in general. As we will hear when he and Ella get together for this.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Bamba do 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 do, the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, you can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I always, always keep the memory of us. The way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Swing it, boys. better than
the way we danced till three.
Oh, yes. The way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
No, they can't take that away from me.
Will you repeat that again, dearie, please?
No, they can't take that away
from me.
Ella and Louis, they can't take that away from me. Written in 1937, and another memorable George and Ira Gershwin song. Louis Armstrong died on July 6, 1971, aged 69. And there I must close our show for another week. If you would like to get in touch, your comments will be most welcome. Direct to me via email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by other conventional means care of Campus FM. And in about a week or so, this program will join all the others on webcasts, where, if you wish, you can hear any of them again. Join me again next time when, via the music and song of the golden years, I shall take us on a musical journey to some of the places in this world of ours with songs that do so because they have a location in their title or in their lyrics. I think you'll find it interesting and enjoyable, so do please give me the pleasure of your company again. Thank you to Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for again keeping it all together, and who joins me in thanking you all for listening. Until the next time, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.